This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission has approved future dates for fall turkey hunting. The season will run from November 1st to January 31st for the 2019 and 2020 seasons. Game Fish and Parks will issue 200 resident licenses and 16 for non-residents in the Black Hills. More than 500 are allocated for South Dakotans to hunt in prairie areas, with about 40 for sportsmen and women living out of state. Chad Switzer is a wildlife program administrator with the GF&P. He says fewer licenses are being issued. Switzer says that's due in part to agency studies into the status of wild turkeys in the state.
We actually have two research projects going on right now in South Dakota, one in the northern Black Hills and one up in the northeast part of the state. Up on the Prairie Coteau. And I guess from the Black Hill standpoint, what we found out from our 2 or 3 year study there is we're just seeing a population there that is just not growing, kind of due to numerous things. Predominantly, we believe it's caused by, you know, some extreme weather conditions that have not been real conducive for nest survival, meaning for those nests to be successful in hatching eggs and producing, you know, young from that nest.
The commission has reduced prairie licenses by about 350 and by 200 in the Black Hills. Switzer says the department's wild turkey management plan also helps inform decision making. He says the application for the 2019 and 2020 seasons will open in the next few weeks. As Governor Dennis Stuttgart reaches the waning months of his tenure, he says he's growing an interest in pollinators. While he might not be going full-time into beekeeping, the governor says he is looking to convert around 5 to 10 acres of farmland into pollinator habitat. The governor says he met with a habitat advisor who pointed out certain areas the family was losing money by farming. He says farming those areas can waste seed, fuel, and fertilizer. Weather forecast for tonight, mostly clear up north and out west, partly to mostly cloudy in the southeast with lows in the 60s. And you're with SDPB.